This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. AP correspondent Sarah Napa has more.
Mikhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Former Army Chief Peter Pavel won the Czech Republic's presidential election on Saturday after a campaign featuring strong backing for NATO and the European Union and support for aid to Ukraine. Pavel is a 61-year-old retired general. He was set to win with more than 58% of the vote, with nearly all voting districts having reported he would defeat ex-Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, a dominant but polarizing force in Czech politics. The current president, Miloš Zeman, had pushed for closer ties with Beijing and with Moscow until Russia invaded Ukraine. Pavel's election will mark a sharp shift. Zeman's term ends in March. Czech presidents don't have many day-to-day duties, but they do pick prime ministers and central bank heads and have a say in foreign policy as well. From